Welcome friends to Literature Mantra, I am Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss narrative poetry. Sometimes narrative poetry is also called narrative verse. So what is narrative poetry or narrative verse? First of all, it is a sub-genre of poetry, so a kind of poem. But a poem which tells a story, okay? That's what a narrative verse is or a narrative poem is. So all epics, metrical romances as well as ballads, these are varieties of narrative poetry. So, in narrative poetry, the narrator will be there, but the characters can also be there. Matlab, speech of the characters, as well as the narrator. A good example can be Paradise Lost by John Milton. When in the Middle Ages, or before the era of Chaucer, it was Dante's Divine Comedy. In the era of Chaucer, we have the Canterbury Tales. Then another work by Chaucer is Troilus and Cresseid. Okay, all of these are examples of narrative poetry. Then Edmund Spenser's The Fairy Queen, that is also an example of narrative poetry. Then Alexander Pope's mock epic called The Rape of the Lock, that is also a example of narrative poetry. So, is tarike se aap samjho that narrative poetry is a broad term. In this broad term or broad umbrella term, we can include sub-varieties. So, all epics are an example of or are a type of narrative poem. All metrical romances or verse romances are an example of narrative poetry. Then another good example can be Alfred Tennyson's work, Idylls of the King. Okay, Idylls of the King. So, from an exam point of view, you should know the basic definition of narrative poetry or narrative verse. And what is this? It is just a poem that tells a story. Okay? And within narrative poetry, we can include all epics, all verse romances or metrical romances, as well as ballads. Okay? All of these three are sub-varieties of narrative poems. After that, you should be aware of the major examples in the field of literature. Okay?